Today's Friday, September 28th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 126. Matt Scott is joined by Jason Knott and Mitchell Klein talking about smart home security against domestic abuse. Jason Knott starts off talking about where liability falls on the integrator if an event were to occur.
Yeah, I mean, you're bringing up the exact questions that I had when I read the article, which is from the integrator standpoint of what liability is there? And I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the answer to that, but it begs the question of should integrators' contracts going forth have some sort of a clause in there that absolves them from this sort of a liability issue? I don't know. But I don't want to get, you know, nasty letters to you or Tim, but it kind of reminds me of the NRA argument where they say guns aren't the problem. The people who use the guns are. And you could make the same case here. The technology is not the problem here. It's the people who are using the technology. So I don't know how the technology can be liable in a situation like this. But at the same time, people sue gun manufacturers.
Yeah. Well, and I guess the further question on that is maybe not what's, you know, how are we liable for it or how do we protect ourselves, but how do we create a best practice to know that, hey, if you're, you know, installing an automated door lock, that you give ownership to both parties.
Yeah, or maybe this is some sort of a service opportunity. Maybe it's a service opportunity for an integrator to go back and say, hey, I can come back in and do a whatever clean sweep password change or a connectivity change based for a flat fee. I'm just making this up, but you know, maybe it becomes that sort of an opportunity. Mitch, I'm sorry. I talked over you there. Go ahead.
No, you're right. It's a double-edged sword here. I mean, you can't leave a back door open in order for an integrator to come in and fix this. You can't do that. I mean, oh my God, you know, that can create all kinds of other potential hacking problems.
Yeah.
How do you lock down an approval? And it's not just a domestic abuse issue. Think about someone sells their house, right?
Yeah.
And now the new owners come in and the old owners could potentially keep a back door open and have access to it. So this cuts into so many different areas and is way beyond the scope of an integrator. To start getting into legal issues like that, I don't know. Do you want to put a single page contract that says, I hereby approve the fact that only Mr. Jones is going to have access to the system and not Mrs.? Or do you want to cross that line and even imply that something like this could potentially happen to the couple when you're meeting with the happy couple and say, well, Mr., you know, in case you abuse and this is, no thanks.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.